Here. Brandela.
Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. He's not on yet?
Good evening. Hold on.
I'm going to mute.
Yeah. Okay. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Yidula Chimimha Ta Gimo Yitak Sadi Kabelinat Amfasagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrekayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yakudha Kivavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem Tacharem, Rachame Sidkatcha, Tamid Gamrem. Bet Tetresh, Tzadi Tav Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Belo Tucha, Nael Adatach. Et suf pet, et nunayin. Yachid geya, lamcha penei, zohrei kidushatach. Yed gimolamet, bey zayin tuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushmatsi akatenu, yodea talumot. Shin kufav. Zaviyatav. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of diversity. Adonai Yehewahe, Adonai Yehewahe, El Rahum Vechanun, Erif Apaim. Rav chesed ve'emet, nose chesed la'alachim, nose awon wa'pesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Silam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parashat Yitro. It's Pasuk 29, and we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kuksha Barichu Ishkinte Bitshilu Erchimu Dhilu Dhilu Erchimu Le'afta L'shem Yudhei Bavavhei V'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayhino Amadonai Eloheinu Alein Maaseh Yadenu Kanenei Alein Maaseh Yadenu Kanenehu. Alma, The energy of the year 5780, our current year, has the energy of compensation. That is a revealed energy and a concealed energy of Shefa. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the word, to the energy of compensation, is by studying a verse from the Tanakh that connects to both of these energies. Tonight we will study Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4. Ha-tishpot-otam, ha-tishpot-ben-adam, ed-ho-alot-avotam, ho-di-em. Will thou judge them, the Son of Man? Will thou judge them, cause them to know the abominations of their fathers? And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Utamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati bushakam tahtal v'po yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne adla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the energy of certainty. Excuse me. The energy of the 72 names. And we do this using a tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. My computer's a little slow tonight. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta he. Yo Allah da la awa he he ya. Yo zala me be he he le yo he ko me. La awa ka la yo la wa wa be he la. Nu la ha yo 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 me la he he se wa. Nu ta he he ya a yo le ta shi a he. Yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he she ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me we he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la le yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu wa nu yo ta me de he de wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me de yo he he a nu wa me he yo da me be na me nu ko a yo a he de wa. Hey, I hey, okay, may, hey, yo, yo, may, wa, may. And now we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim utilizing the same tool. Wa, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, a, me. Me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, a, nu, wa, ka, me, ta. Hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, mea. Yes, la may ray, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, may, may. La, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la. Nu, may, sa, yo, hey, yo, may, nu, hey, say, say, wa. Nu, yo, hey, hey, she, ah, yo, re, sa, she, ah, hey. Ray, la, yo, ah, wa, may, la, yo, bay, wa, hey, ray. Yo yo wa la he se ka ako me nu da anu yo he wa me he re he a yo 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 he za he chi he me ka ka wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me nu me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo chi a la me. Nu he a, nu wa ta me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la he he wo, he be he me za yu re, wa he be yo a he a la a pe za yo, ya he be me ka ko a la a he he wa, re la he he yo yo. Yo yo me, hey la yo me, hey me. This became the leftist day, the 13th day of the vet. Rabbi Moshe Ben David Biederman, known as the Lelover Rebbe. Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vishiva. Rabbi Yechiel Mordechai Gordy. Rabbi Yitzhak HaKohen Huberman. Now connect to the Ani meditation, which we utilize to climb the tree of life. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yo aheni wa yo hey. Yisod. You aheni wa yo hu. You aheni wa yo hu. You aheni wa yo hu. Netzach. Ye ahini we ohi, ye ahini we ohi, ye ahini we ohi, he ferret. Yo aho, yo aho ni wo yo ho, yo aho ni wo yo ho, yo aho ni wo yo ho. Gibura, ye ah, ni we yo, ye ah. Ni we yo, ye ach, ni we yo. Chesed, ye ahe ni we yo he, ye ahe ni we yo he, ye ahe ni we yo he. Bina, ye ahe ni we yo he, ye ahe ni we yo he, ye ahe ni we yo he. Achma, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Yeter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Now we will connect to the 10 utterances, the Esther Dibrot.
Vayadaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eil el-emor
Anochi Hashem Elohecha Asher Hotzeiticha Meretz Mitzrayim Mibet Avadim Lo Yihye Lecha Elohim Acherim Al Panai Lo Ta'aseh Lecha Kesel Lo Tishtachaweh Lachem Willo Tavdem Ki Anochi Hashem Elohecha Al Tana Oked Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileishim We are Rebeim Lashonai Yosef Esed Lalatim Lai Ohavai Ushamrei Mitzvotai Lo tisa et shem Hashem Elohecha lashav Ki lo yinache Hashem Et asher yisa et shemo lashav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat Lekadsho sheshet yamim Tavod v'achita Omelachtecha, Yom HaShvi'i, Shabbat Lashem Elohecha, Lo Taseh Kol Belacha, Ata Lincha Uvitecha, Avdecha V'yamatcha, Uhemtecha V'gecha, Asher Bishalecha, Kisheshet Yamin, Asa Hashem et Hashamayim V'et Haaretz Et Hayam V'et Kol Asher Bam V'yanach V'yom Hashvi'i Al Kein Berach Hashem et Yom Hashabbat V'yikadshehu Kabed et Avicha V'et Imecha Leman Yarikun Yamecha Al Adama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten Lach Lo Tinzach Lo Tinaf Lo Tignom Lo Tirtane Bereacha Et Shaker Lo tachmod beit re'echa, lo tachmod eishet re'echa li'abdo v'yamato, v'sholo v'chamolo, v'kol asher l're'echa. Please cover your eyes, lean slightly to the left as we say together. Shema Yisrael Adonai Elohim Adonai Echad. Connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. Yud, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey. And now the Kaddish. use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class. And we all say amen. The Almighty Vrakirute Viam Lich Malhute Bechaye Ponu Viomeko Uvechaye Viko Beit Yisrael Vagalal Vizman Kariv Iparafi Shabafi Pari Romam Vita Se Vita Dar Vita Le Vita Lau Shemede Kucha Vela min koberkata, vishirata, tushvechata, vinehemata damiran, vialma. Yeshlama rabba min shamaya, vichayim aleinu vialko Yisrael, vimru amen. Oh, shalom, bimromal. Yehi shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Oseh shalom b'imromal, v'yaseh shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael v'imru amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. That link opens up to a list of all of the parashas. Scroll down to the last parasha in the book of Genesis. Its title is Vayechi. When you click on that link, it opens up to the list of the parashiot, or Vayechi, the sections. And scroll down to section 8. And that's where we will start. We will probably do section 9 and possibly section 10. We'll just have to see how time flows. So we're starting with Pasuk 64, and we'll start with a Lashem Yehud, because when we said the Baruch Shem along with the Shema, we grounded all of the energy of that black cursed Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kutshabri Tuish Kintavit Kiluur 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 Liyahta l'shem yudhei bovavhei v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah v'aksok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu kerenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu kerenehu. Pasuk 64. Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef el Shaddai Nira Eli Eluz Be'eretz Kanaan Rabbi Abba Amar Luz Da Yerushalayim Ila Adi Ashra'a Shekinta Be'naha Amar Yaakov Ila'a Letata vata av li birkata Tehu bae li anpesh Yat konana Umitan yat ara li vechom Lu O Yerushalayim, Ilaku Chabrihu Halvartata, Dehavyan Larata, Dirachada Ayadeya, Yaratadisha Alvaldera. We are a Sara Laya Hey Birkata. The translation. And Jacob said to Joseph, El Shaddai appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan. Rabbi Abba said, Luz is the celestial Jerusalem, namely Bina, which puts the Shekhinah to dwell with us. Supernal Jacob, Zeranpin, said to the lower Jacob, Bina, bless me, for it wants to increase you and give the land to your children. Luz, the celestial Jerusalem, Bina, which is the Holy One, blessed be he, gave a blessing which will be fulfilled in the Holy Land. But outside the land, in another land, there shall be no blessing. My commentary. When a child of Israel lives in the land of Israel, he will be blessed. Then living outside of the land, the child of Israel will be considered the same as other human beings. This is my opinion. Verse 65. Rabbi Elazar patach li amar mivarech reinu bekol gadol baboker hashkem kelala pechashev lo tud shabarichu karal Yisrael achim zereim. My birkata yachav lon dichon, hayamad achyatechot yedeya, lebeli mecheve alechon, nater. The translation. Rabbi Elazar opened the discussion, saying, he that blesses a friend with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, shall be counted a curse to him. The Holy One, blessed be he, called Israel brothers and friends. The meaning of this verse, that blesses a friend, refers to the Holy One, blessed be he, who blesses Israel. He asks, what did he bless them? He replies, that this nation shall be pure under him, and that he will watch over them. My commentary. Human beings consider their plans that do not seem to manifest the way they want as a curse. Yet if the plan is inconsistent with the plan of creation, it will be a curse and not a blessing. But if it is, the plan is consistent with the plan of creation, it will be a blessing and not a curse. Verse 66. The translation. Happy is the portion of this pure nation which he keeps, For they are called dear children more than the supernal beings. As it is written, you are the children of Hashem. All for that reason. What is this reason? He replies, that the name Shaddai is completed by their seal, for they are circumcised. My commentary. When the foreskin is removed, the yud is added to the shin dalet, which is a demon. That demon is now controlled by the yud, the active energy of Hashem. We all bach ishtalim shamalit kezar. We ishtalim shema b'yudimila b'yan podien ashashin t'shadai v'dach aser yud. Ishtalem b'yud gemila u'pen ikun v'peni banim la'ashem benim kadishu. The translation. Come and see. The name of the Holy One, blessed be He, is in a man's face. Namely, the shin, but the yud is missing, and thus it is not complete. When Abraham came and became dear to the Holy One, blessed be He, he said to him, if in you shall this name be completed. He circumcised himself, and the name became complete through the yud of circumcision, for the shin is found in a man's face. Namely, the two eyes and the nose in the middle. In his arm, you find the dalet, and the yud is missing, the yud of which circumcision becomes complete. Then they are called children of Hashem, holy children. This verse is clear as written, in my opinion. Verse 68. Wakad Nasavin Leya Lahai Atkayama Kadishaliael Leya Lirshu Akara Salekineya Hai Kadusha Dechokatama Wehukima Dechale Ila Amalisai. Kotama de ishtelem de yashema de kuchabarihu de hahu karevilama. The translation. When the sign of the Holy Covenant is defiled and put into the dominion of the other, namely by transgressing with it, the holiness of the seal is gone from him, and he is considered as if he ruined the world, for he has defiled the seal upon which the name of the Holy One, blessed be He, is completed. Thus he ruins the world by stopping the bounty of the Holy One, blessed be He, from the world. My commentary. The name Shaddai deals with limitation. When the brit, the circumcision, is defiled, then the channel of limitation turns into a demon and expands to more than the vessel can handle. This is one of the tools of the negative system. Pasuk 69. rabbi abacha zeo mika potkiya. Wahawa ime a ribi yose adha wo vazle. Tamu chad barnash. Yahawa ate ushima. Adianto avalva vilon dechayavaya. Yemutun. Bila teshuva, bila ya ade mineya, rishima labi alma, labi alma deate. The translation. Rabbi Abba was walking from Cappadocia with Rabbi Yossi. While they were walking, they saw a man there with a mark upon his face. Woe to the wicked who will die without repentance, and the mark will not disappear, neither in this world nor in the world that is coming. My commentary, that man in this pasuk represents a defiled brit milah, the circumcision that is defiled. That's the end of section 8. Does anyone have any questions? Open up section 9, although my computer is running very slow, so we'll just have to wait and see how it opens up. Vayomer Elahinani Mafresa Tehir Betisha Ribi Abba Patah Veyamar Haikira Lo Ataya Elosh Yaakov Lo Yata Panav Yehele Waru Vekiyemish Amar tav libarnash evateya ila yashlim madi amar apuhi mitbaishan viato mina ila e libarnash the ila maete Koltav di amar al benohi anapohi mitzbaishan. The translation. And said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion, speaking in relation to the verse. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now grow pale. A man who promises good to another man will be ashamed not to keep his promise. How much more so is a promise come to man from below? If he brings not the goodness to his children that he said he would, he will be ashamed. This verse is clear as written, in my opinion. Verse 71. Amar kudsha barichu le'ana Yisrael ila'a. Yana Mashina Yaskina My Birkata Yahav Levi Atain Yat Arahada Livre Kon Lahawa Beara Lahawa Imhon Tadyete Kitsadim Shita Reishtalim Amar Kucha Barihu Lo Atayevosh Yaako Kean Anpoet Yaako Gila La Mitbaisham Mida Amar Lechon Venatati Areate An Lahawo Bidea Wilhawo Anpohi Meet by Shan Baka and Bilea Mistaya Mintadam Mare Shemaya Ariara. The translation. The Holy One blessed me, he said to Jacob, Behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you by this blessing given to me from Bina, and I will give this land to your children. Yet his children are not in the land of Israel, nor is the Holy One blessed be he with them. This is supposedly shameful that he promises yet does not keep it. But when the Messiah's end will come and his promise will be fulfilled, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, Jacob shall not now be ashamed. Now the face of supernal Jacob will not be put to shame because of what he said, and will give this land to your seed forever after you. For until now he had not in his hand to give them, and he was ashamed. Now his promise was kept before the Master of heaven and earth. My commentary, the Pasuk stresses that Jacob's statement is a prophecy, a positive prophecy that will come true. Pasuk 72. Kimadi amrina nahagachna diamalek tad yispelein kitsala The translation. As we said, the war against Amalek will be by strength of hand alone. When the end will come, for it is a day for battle, as it is written, that then shall Hashem go out and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. He himself shall go out and none other. My commentary. The modern state of Israel is prophesied to be unable to fight against the nations that oppress Israel today. That's the end of section 9. Does anyone have any questions? We won't be able to finish section 10 before we the time is up. So does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., we'll have a Psalms class. I believe we're studying Psalm 74 tomorrow. I bid you all shalom gadol. Be be well for all, everyone. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.